Well, Lewis, I believe we made it to the west side of the Rocky Mountains.
Yes, Clark, I do believe we have. We must thank our guide, Sacagawea, for guiding us along this journey.
Stupid white men. Would have died if I weren't for me. Plus, neither of you were good in a sack.
Thank you, Sacagawea.
Here is some food for your journey home.
What is this crap? Ark! I'm out of here, you deadbeat East Coasters.
What the... Women. But she was mighty fine in the sack, hey, Clark?
Oh, yeah.
Look at this pristine river. I'll name it the Columbia River. Should we take a canoe down it and see if it leads us to the other side of this continent?
Let's do it, bro.
Hop in, Clark, and away we go down the Columbia River.
Oh, yeah.
What's that sound?
I hear it too, Lewis. It's some kind of noise coming from the northwest.
Shh. Let's listen.
Magic people, voodoo people.
That's interesting. That song sounds familiar. Let's reference our Declaration of Music Independence. It reads, when in the course of musical events there comes a time when the injustices of the populace has continued to the point of breaking, then action must be taken to correct the injustice. We must declare our musical independence. The record companies have extended the musicians no mercy under the realms of business, where the profit of labels comes before the needs of the artists. The corporate promotion of musically untalented people, who may be pleasing to the eye, but cannot sing, play, or write. The populace has exceeded their authority in their use of our music for the benefit of themselves and others. With these three faults of the music industry, we will now break away from the industry to form our own, where the transmitters serve no purpose and righteous individuals rise up above their supplied needs to form their own medium. In doing so, serving the purpose of musicians, creative artists, and listeners from around the globe.
You're right, Lewis. We need to get behind the people in our communities through our individual actions and opinions as described in the Declaration of Musical Independence.
Northwest Noise promotes their local musician and talent, which serves their community. Unlike those no-talent onions, which nobody likes, who play popular bands without permission and not supporting their local struggling musicians.
Let's give it out and do this right, Lewis.
You know, let's play our songs.
And let's fucking get dirty, people. Kick it.
To W-I-L-E-Y, to the B-E-ver. He's a rad little pimp that's never limp. He's little, furry, brown and cool. He's sick in his mouth, glass in his hand. He's even got a band. Willie lives in P-Town. He's always down, parties like hell. With the girl, short, blonde and sweet. 1 foot tall. He's sometimes eating bail. Every time and again, someone comes along to ask the beaver, where's the bong? Beaver says, don't worry, dong. Why don't you come along? I told a story about Willie, how he's silly.
Willie, the beaver. Willie, the beaver. Willie, the beaver. Willie, the beaver. Willie, the beaver.
This is the Timely Beaver, number 7, for July 17th, 2005.
We are declaring music independence.
From all of you people out there who are jacking other people's songs, using them as your theme songs, playing artists without permission.
We are calling you out, and it is a no-go now. Here's what we think. A band like NOFX, Muse, The Gorillaz, any of those major bands that are on major record labels, they probably don't want to be recorded on a podcast. One, because anybody can just download the podcast, cut out the rest of the podcast, and bam, they have their song. That's one thing. And, you know, the record label probably cares about profits. Two, the bands themselves, whatever feelings they have about the podcast, they probably don't know about. And they may or may not want to be associated with whatever content is on that particular podcast. Those are the points that we feel very strongly about is a band would probably want to know about what it's being associated with when it's played with the podcast.
which is why we go out of our way every show to get the rights from the band to say, hey, you can play this. We give you total consent to do it. We don't play people without getting their consent. We've gotten comments about our theme song, but to let you all in on a little secret, that song was actually performed by Mike, me, and our buddy Dan. We performed that here in our in a little garage where, hell, all the magic happens. We go out of our way to get the permission from the bands to play the songs on our show. We go out of our way to make sure that everything that we do play, we do have perfect or consent to play that.
That's what we do, and then we feel that's very important for if you're going to play a song on a podcast, you either A, produce it yourself, which in the future we're going to show some of the music that we've played. Sam has contributed audio content for sketches on this podcast, and she's actually played music on one of her previous podcasts, her own music that she's actually wrote and recorded.
And then taking another turn, we want to also acknowledge the fact that looking, even though it is a silly form to rate shows by, but podcastalley.com, you vote for your shows, you get ranked according to how many votes you have. And when we look at some of these shows that come out, it's like, wow, they've been out for all of 4 days and they have 700 votes already. How does that happen when they're a brand new show?
Yeah, what about all the other shows that have been around? Some shows have been around for a very long time. They've been working really hard to build up their listenership and to build up the their votership. When I'm sure other podcasts may have been feel a little pissed off when this one show comes out and bam, they got 800 votes or whatever they have, 677 off the first 8 days of podcasting. It makes it a little annoying.
So we're just gonna sit here today and let you listen to why we believe in musical independence.
Kick it.
Greetings, all you minor aid school kids out there. Welcome to another edition of Rock Idol with Vince Lee. All right! Today I'm going to teach you one of the key secrets to rock, like the plumage on a cock. Long hair! That's right, long hair! Great hair dates back to the 1950s, believe it or not, where it originated from the head of one glorious rocker. Elvis! As the years progressed, other individuals started to appear with even longer, more glorious hair. In the trippin' 60s, classic 70s, glam 80s, and grunge 90s. And it can even be found as recently as Alternaday. No fooling! A few positive places to grow your long mop of flowing threads is, of course, on your head. Unless your rug is running thin. And can we please put an end to the comb-overs, my bald eagle brethren? Okay! Now, there is also plenty of other places to grow long locks of luxurious hair besides your noggin, and I'm not talking about your nose and ears, people. A little trade secret from Vince Lee to all you up-and-comers who are beginning to grow out your hair. When a groupie sees those braids coming through your jockeys, Rapunzel will be on her knees in no time. All right! And as for facial hair, use at your own discretion. Under no circumstance should you ladies out there be sporting those mustaches. For God's sake, that's a simple Vince Lee rule of the rock road. Okay, to keep all your flowing locks of hair at their peak performance, serious maintenance is needed. So rinse, lather, and repeat. And I'm not kidding around here, metalheads. Always repeat. And this has been Rock Idol with Vince Lee.
Here today, helping us celebrate musical independence, straight from Corvallis, Oregon, is Amadon. You can catch him at AmadonUSA.com. AmadonUSA.com. But for now, get ready to rock with Amadon. We'll be right back. Amidon with their song Union of Drunken Upstairs from their album Hellbent for Victory. Stay tuned because we have an interview coming up with them, and links to their website can be found at timelybeaver.com.
This is Things Found on Megslist, July 12, 2005. It's one thing if it's a benefit concert like Live Aid or Tsunami Victims. Virtually everyone involved in those events donates their services. Everyone is working for the common good. But coffee shops, bars, parties, and other commercial businesses? Give me a break. They don't care about you, and they don't mind waxing fat off your swat. Oh, this is a non-paying gig, and we may or may not grudgingly give you a small discount on food, and parking is up to you. Why, aren't we nice to you while you're here? Because we don't respect anyone we can take advantage of so easily. But, hey, it's exposure for your band. Screw that. People get arrested for exposure. People die of exposure. Every time you perform is exposure no matter how big or small you are. You should insist on getting paid. After all, you have to buy your own gear, which ain't cheap, practice enough to get good on your instrument. Then you have to assemble or join a band and rehearse your butt off to sound decent. Then you load all your gear into your car and drive to the gig. And that, you want to do all that for free? Wake up, musicians. They're exploiting you. Every vendor of that business has to be paid. Food, crew, cleaning, construction, repair, utilities. They don't get paid, they don't provide. But these business owners put the screws to the musicians every damn chance they get. And don't lose a moment of sleep over it. Why? Because you let them screw you over. You think the gas company or the water bureau donates their services to businesses for exposure? Why should you? Here's something else. Chances are you're performing other people's music. They have to pay royalties to ASCAP and BMI for having a radio or boombox, let alone a live band playing music in their business, or they could get sued. So it's not like they can't afford to pay. They just don't want to pay local bands because they'd much rather squeeze fine tunes out of dated musicians who know no better. There are paying gigs out there. Chase those or create your own. Learn something about business and stop letting these commercial businesses take advantage of you. No one ever became successful performing for free. Remember, they need music and musicians. How many businesses have no music in their customer areas? Have some self-respect and tell them we will play if you pay. Once again, this is Things Found on Megslist.
When I go watch a band play at a bar or a club or at a concert, I want them to be so excited to play that it makes the audience just go ecstatic, to go crazy. I've seen bands play where the audience is just like, eh, great, they're playing music, wonderful. But I've been to all other bands play where the audience just goes nuts. They just absolutely go crazy. And that's the kind of shows that I like to see. I want to see shows where the audience is into it, and the band's into it, and totally has this great vibe between the audience and the band, where everything kind of meshes together, and where everybody's just rocking out like there's no tomorrow. That's the kind of music I want to hear. It doesn't matter what kind of music it is. I just want everybody to be excited and happy to be there to listen to this great live music that's being played.
Here's our interview with Amidon.
All right, so we're sitting outside the Tonic Lounge here with Amidon. Great show, guys. Awesome. The radio voice comes out. great show. It was an awesome performance. And you played earlier today at the Scottish Celtic Festival?
Portland Highland Games.
Yeah. Portland Highland Games. Right on.
Swords, daggers, capers, and stones.
So you guys have been together for several years now, and yeah. You guys have this Irish Celtic music influence. Where'd that come from?
No idea. Yeah, no idea. I've always listened to punk. I always listened to traditional music, so.
Yeah, it's just fun to play.
So how did everyone get together, just going back? Well, we've been following you all for a long time. But how did everyone get together in this band?
Actually, it's an online dating service, which I thought was a pretty
Yeah, he said he had blonde hair, bastard.
Until the ad
advent of webcams. Damn it! If only it had come out sooner.
No, actually, it kind of answers your first question. And it started, probably Eric's best one to tell this, but it started in his living room in Corvallis, pretty much.
We had a friend from Cork, Ireland.
Yeah.
That played penny whistle, and you played guitar to a lot of trad tunes, and then...
Mike played drums, a hand drum. There's three of us. That was the start of it, kind of traditional sounding, but funk music, and then... Just started playing a lot, and I'd known Annie for a long time. I met Jeremy soon afterwards. We had some changing on the guard, and the current lineup's been here for, like, I guess 4 years now.
Yeah.
It'll be 6 years of Amidon in November, so.
With the original philosophy from the living room of, hey, maybe someone will give us food and beer to do this, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect, yeah!
Someone else's food and beer, because mine's all gone.
Exactly.
And sometimes we never leave.
So, yeah. Good stuff.
Cool. So... Now that you've been around, you've been playing a lot here in Portland recently. Any future ambitions in the way of... You're telling you had one song that you're saying is big over in the Mideast.
Somewhere weird, I don't know. You know what? I think this last year was intense. We really toured the hell out of it and played a lot of colleges all over the Northwest and kind of... exhausted the second CD, I think, and so the next big plan is just to get to a point where we can tour and play bigger shows, keep playing bigger shows. That's what's been a lot of fun for us is
write some new music.
We're gonna do some recording. We're actually gonna take a break from November to March and just record and hang out and rewrite some stuff. That's the biggest thing.
Well, thanks a lot, guys, for coming out. We love you guys. You guys are great.
Thanks
and
for coming out here
all the time.
We love that you guys come out.
Really
so good. Oh, man.
Can we do a group arg, maybe?
No.
You each play a very unique instrument in this band. And
Andy
I
lost a bet.
And I just...
unique. Good way to put that.
Some of them might not be instruments. That might be arguable, but...
Well, let's start with you. Didgeridoo, right?
I think I think I drove my Subaru for about 7.5 hours to the west of Sydney when I lived in Australia. And that's where I came into my first didgeridoo. And it's been all downhill from there.
And lots of drool out the end.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
People arriving and we already played. So sad.
Well, let's hear about Tin Whistle.
I'll keep this short. I met Eric on a dive trip, and I have a drummer. I've played drums forever. And so the only thing around the campfire to play was like, oh, man, there's some spoons. Play drums, can't be that hard to play spoons. So started out by playing spoons, but there's already Mikey playing drums in the band. So we had a fiddle player at that time she's on her way out, other ambitions, more, you know, money focus, where we're more fun focused. So we needed a lead part, and it's like, hey, I have this little penny whistle, I'll learn some trad tunes. And
Jeremy learned it in about 3.5 days.
Always learning it.
Much to his credit.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun learning that and learning trad tunes, and then banjo is something I've always wanted to play, so best excuse to learn a new instrument is play in a band and hope they don't kill you for trying it.
Guitar, I've been playing and performing trumpet since I was 8. I learned guitar in high school as a joke. My dad was a bluegrass guitarist and sold his guitar, so I wouldn't pick it up and join a band. Playing on the backfired a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Right, that's where the guitar came in. And singing, I was the only one with nothing in my mouth.
Nayuki here, though. Oh, man.
Violin.
Violin? He was in the womb with
what?
The
violin. I played the violin? What?
No, I started pretty young, like 5 years old. You know, this is an old picture of me with this old broken-down fiddle with a piece of wood for a bow, and I guess I liked it. And played classical music for about 25 years, and walked into a bar and saw these guys playing. It's like, maybe I can sort of fake it and... I told him I played fiddle.
Actually, we drugged him.
Yeah, you'll notice the ball and chain around his ankle that we keep him here by.
They only let me out once in a while. And,
bass. Now bass.
K-Par.
Yeah. How'd you come to play bass?
Funny story. No. Actually, play bass in the band. I've played guitar for about 16 years. And I started playing violin when I was 6. And that was my first instrument.
Oh, right. I beat him up for that moment.
Yeah. We fought it in the alley, and he won.
Yeah, you came in 12. Kevin was 4.
So basically, I came.
God dang it!
I came to an Amadon show. They were opening for the Real McKenzies in Corvallis, and the current bass player at the time. Yeah, I had known Eric for years before that, and the current bass player at the time was gone, and I went up to Eric and I was like, well, hey, if you need someone to fill in, you know, I could play bass. And he's like, oh, I didn't know you play bass. I'm like, yeah, sure. You know. So at that time, I didn't really own a bass per se.
Touched one per se.
So he calls me like 2 weeks later. He's like, yeah, we're going to be playing at Kells. You want to come up and play? I'm like, yeah, sure. And so then I had to find a bass to play. But seriously, I had been playing bass a bit before that, but this has been my really first professional experience playing bass. So it's a lot of fun.
That Kevin is a hell of a jazz guitar player.
Oh my God.
So.
Yeah.
So, right. Jazz guitar plus boyhood violin equals Celtic bass. That's the equation.
Well, thank you all. How about a Whoa Amadon?
Thank you guys so
thank
much.
You.
Guys.
Thank you.
Happy listening, everyone. We're sorry you have to hear us.
And here is Amadon with Johnny Jump Up from their album Sons of Liberty.
The day was bright and the sun it was warm. This is a quite pint, wouldn't do me no harm. Went into the barn and I said, give me a stout. To the barman, I'm sorry, y'all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or vodka, 10 years in the wood. Says I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. I've been drinking a pint of that Johnny Jump Up. I headed straight for the yard. I ran into Brophy, the big civic guard. Can make me void, you know I'm the law. I yelled for my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his dizzy scribble up. Wish it wasn't a hit, then pulled the Johnny Jump Up. Next thing I saw down in your way to see was a cripple on crutches. It's easy to me, yank my freedom, me like I'll be hit by a car. Help me across to the rallyman's bar. After 3 points of the cider so sweet, with you on his crutches and I guess at his feet. Never, oh never, oh never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground as I couldn't get up. After drinking a pint of that Johnny Jump Up. Well, I went up the Lee Road, I fell for the sea. They call it the Madhouse, a car by the Lee. When I got up there, the truth of the child, they had the poor booger locked up in a cell. Says the guard, just thing and say, this was to be a can. Around the rugged rocks, the rugged rocks go round. Till then I'm not crazy, till then I'm not mad. It was only 6 pints of that cider I had. Oh never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. After drinking a pint of that Johnny Jump Up. Monday in the union for the name of Nap.
The watchman placed him outside on a slab. After the coroner's measurements to take, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. But all the clock and the bear just high in the corpse he set up, and he says with a sigh, I get to heaven, they will let me up until I bring them a bite of that Johnny Depp up. Oh never, again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of that Johnny Depp up. Oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a pint of that Johnny Depp up.
Thanks a lot for listening to Timely Beaver number 7.
Yes, the musical independence show.
We would like to thank Almadon out of Corvallis for their awesome stout Irish music.
Oh, they, and if you guys have not seen Almadon play live, you must go out and see them, because they just put on the best show you can imagine. We've all seen them at least a dozen times, and we're not joking and putting that number out there. We've literally seen them probably minimum 12 times.
I've seen them at least a dozen times. They're an awesome band. If you want to go have a rocking time at a show, go see Almadon.
Totally. So yeah, thanks for listening through Lewis and Clark's paving trail for musical independence throughout the country and the Northwest. Meg for her, I think, specific, you know, comments of for bands.
You know, Meg really puts out a good point for you bands, your up and coming bands, you're playing little venues. Make sure you get paid. It's very important that you don't get taken advantage of by commercial enterprises, and that's part of the whole theme here of music independence is not getting taken advantage of.
Totally. And Rock Idol with Vince Lee. And Mike for his voice memo minute on the same topic here.
Yeah, I just thought I'd share with you my expressions of what the band should sound like when they play at a show. You know, this whole show is about music. I think the band should have a rockin' time. And if the band seems like it's having a good time, then the audience will have a good time.
It definitely does pump up the energy in the crowd when you can tell the band's really enjoying their show. Anyways, we'd like to also hear if any of you have comments about musical independence or this show in general. Feel free to give them to us at timelybeaver@gmail.com or on the audio comment line at 206-222-BEAV. That's 206-222-2328. Anywho.
Rock out one more time.
Leading you out tonight is Almadon with Never 925!